hedas gesta ma harve fuentes na kaitori e vi kind fuin obre vi shula har kekeji kamal de shit to fiel ki fo shuru is teler gaftene a give to beten ma kayak e bolchun of dagra kush sax some roast me ma yam kar a vi lo har la sin och kele yet some go see a in kultur ka as kart na dinne to tafi af a hoile tol pather terbi ek seamen ma kayaki a laur mahan agus tu hen ro shen kui in a will tu kar agar na ko koitcha agus tre slim lish na kultur yoga young European strings of Asian and kill agus mwydni tioch to stoch. All around the country, in Neltakti and even we, in areas that I have taught extramural courses in the west of Ireland all those years ago, in places I did indeed debate over the years civil rights, women's and children's rights, argued for peace against war, and argued for a real and inclusive citizenship, I have got a welcome. Because I want to tell the previous speakers that there is a huge response in this country for a discussion on the kind of people that we want to be, the Irishness that we want to create, the Irishness we want to be, the characteristic of the way we treat each other, listen to each other, care for each other. The Irishness that people will speak of is that's Irish in the European Union and in the world and in the international institutions. And in those places where they're still struggling for freedom all over the world or forging their path to democracy. That is most encouraging. As well too, because indeed I have been on the road now for nearly a year. And yes, it has been arduous, 23,000 kilometres since last April alone. But it has meant that I have been able to be in many different places, in cities and towns and villages and seminars. And there is a real interest in answering questions about the presidency and what my vision for the presidency is. In some of those places too, I encountered a generous recognition. Father has referred to it, of my own journey for ideas and the use of ideas, not in my life only at all, but in the life of Ireland, an Ireland that was the island of my father and my uncles from the time of the War of Independence and through the great cleavage of the Civil War and on to the present. There is a recognition of my personal journey from small farm in Clare to factory worker to clerk to student to university teacher, and back into the public world to argue for equality. I have to confess some sadness, and that is as the 34 years came to an end, as the 40 years of campaigning went on, I did have a certain sense of sadness of colleagues who had been through so much with me. But I felt that in the next 7 years, this is the best public service I can give. I'm coming as well from an experience shared by many. As I've said, one that includes life in the city, life in rural Ireland, and immigration, an immigration that has reappeared. I have been and remain an advocate, in particular for the people who are vulnerable, in everything I have done in my political life, and everything I will do for the next 7 years. It's a mark of sophistication in politics to be able to give the same centrality to the vulnerabilities of your people as you do to their successes. I know also, and this was very clear around the country in the questions I was being asked, I know how the presidency as an institution works, not occasionally considering a bill after the Council of State has been called, but last year alone, there were 40 bills considered in the office of the presidency. As a candidate with cabinet experience of preparing, drafting, and introducing legislation, I know the legislative